With great fanfare, Iran's top vice president, Mohammad Reza Rahimi, has inaugurated what the Iranian press is calling the peace pipeline, from the main South Pars gas field to the Pakistani border. It could not be independently confirmed how much of the pipeline is actually functioning. Iran's press TV indicated that 907 kilometers of the project are complete at a cost of $7.5 billion. Iran's Fars news agency said in one report the pipeline had begun exporting gas to Pakistan, while insisting in another report the flood in Pakistan is preventing the process from going ahead. Iranian TV says the pipeline is tied to a gas contract signed last June with Pakistan and claims Iran will also eventually sell gas to India via the same pipeline. Iran analyst Gary Sek, who teaches at Columbia University, notes the United States is hoping to persuade India not to go ahead with any deal.
They did, in fact, have an agreement with Pakistan and potentially with India for that gas pipeline to go all the way across Pakistan and potentially deliver gas to India. The United States tried to persuade India not to do that, and it's not clear that it'll actually happen in the end, partly because of the difficulties between Pakistan and India.
Gary Sek thinks Iran's biggest challenge is to convince its own skeptical public about its economic prospects.
I think that it's probably true that probably some section of a gas pipeline has been completed. That's it. They are trying to put the best possible face on it, partly not only to show defiance in the face of the rest of the world, but to persuade their own people that they're doing a really good job. And that's a tough thing to do because their own people see what the state of the economy really is.
Iran claims to have the second largest reserves of natural gas in the world after Russia. But according to Gary Sek, Iran's neighbor Qatar has done a much better job of exploiting its resources.
If you look at Qatar, which actually shares a major gas field with Iran, they were often running very early. They have a massive gas project that is underway, and in fact, they are becoming sort of the leading country in the world. And at the same time, Iran has not even seriously started exploiting its gas capabilities, mostly because they don't have the investment capital that they need to pump into it.
Sek says UN, US, and European Union sanctions are definitely an impediment to Iran's oil and gas industry, but a more critical issue is Iran's own economic mismanagement. He points out that Iran has consistently scared away foreign investors, in addition to devising what he calls crackpot economic schemes that are popular but do not work. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.